Okay, well, you put a new video in there, so I got to talk about
Yeah, I did. I slipped that in there for you, so.
that. You were just trying to see if I would catch me off guard, weren't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, a little CGI wolf running. Yeah, every
I'm
once
like,
in a
okay.
while. Yeah, I'll just pop something in there just to surprise you. But hello, welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
We don't have a guest today. We did, but technical issues, I guess. But
Well,
how are
yeah,
you?
I mean, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm been stuck in the house for like 2 days because, it's all icy and snowy and
How much snow
like,
did you get?
honestly, it wasn't a whole lot, but the fact that, maybe like five, six, seven, something like that. But like, it was so cold that like nothing melted. Like it was like 1 degree.
You got 5 to 6 inches?
Yeah. And that's not that very much, but like everything that,
Okay, we got the cold, but we didn't get the snow.
yeah, and it was just like it happened right at the beginning and then it stopped. But then it was so cold that like nothing will unfreeze. Everything's just frozen solid.
Froze. Froze. I hope he didn't slip and fall, because that's usually what
Oh,
I do. So I don't go across a parking lot at
I didn't
all.
even, I'd be honest with you, I didn't leave the house. I didn't have a reason to. So, like, yeah, now I've been pretty much sitting in here working on mixing and mastering and like getting the album together and yeah, album art, like yeah, it's a lot. It's been a lot. Like, and then also with the podcast, we started a new podcast over for Sons of Divide. Well, I mean, technically it's the second episode, but it's the first like we're real schedule now, and I got a co-host. Like, it's a real thing now, instead of just like the guys sitting around having a laugh. So now we're doing it for real.
So anyway, what else you been up to?
That's pretty much been. I mean, I don't go into enough detail to, it's probably to, to imagine how much time and all that stuff. Well, then I also manage all the social media and do all the
Well,
video editing
absolutely.
and
That's a lot of work.
and distribute the music and
And let's talk about how the stream last night. I couldn't go live, and it took you ungodly so many hours to try to put up on the
it did.
platform.
It did. So yeah, we were like, oh yeah, let's record it. And I was like, oh yeah, that'd be a good idea. I can edit it around. And I did remove some pauses. So I mean, maybe it made it like half
Well, I
percent
mean,
better.
it made it better.
Yeah. But like,
That was insane. You spent 5 hours to try to put it on Facebook today, and Facebook wouldn't allow you.
and I had a feeling Facebook is always like, well, most people don't realize this and aren't like uploading stuff to Facebook, but like half the stuff is broken. And when it's not broken, they're harassing you about your own content, acting like it's not yours, and then you have to prove it's yours. And then there's a bunch of scammers doing the same thing. So yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. We
Yeah,
had a
we've
few of those this week already.
I know, and they've gotten clever, more clever about it. They used to like, they used to like create these temporary accounts and then they would message you like that. Now they're using these like guest accounts. So like you can't even block them. Like, so because when you go to like to pull them up, they won't even pull up anything because they don't really have a profile. Like, and
Right.
why Facebook allowed that, I have no idea. It sounds like the stupidest
Well, they might want to try to keep you on your toes. I mean,
I guess. Yeah, if anyone ever gets one of those and they'll send you, hey, your Facebook's going to be deactivated, and it's like a messenger. Yeah, Facebook doesn't do that. They just shut your stuff off and don't tell you if they're
absolutely.
going
And
to
then
do
you're wondering why doesn't this work?
it.
Oh,
Right.
and then you look into it. Oh, well, you've been banned. Okay,
Yeah.
well.
And you have to do something so egregious to get banned nowadays. Like, like unless you're posting like something inappropriate or you're just literally, I mean, I don't know, you can get away with bull. I mean, see, so really it's something probably like gross and inappropriate. It's about the only thing is that you're gonna get in trouble for, because
Oh, absolutely.
they just don't
Absolutely.
have t they don't have time to look into that, or they don't care, but so how's the football going? I know you've been, I heard, were you watching it while
Well,
we were getting ready?
the Steelers lost.
Yeah. Well, so did the Cowboys, which I told you last night in the podcast when we were talking about football. It's like, I don't even watch them anymore because I know they'll win 11 games. They'll get to the first round and they'll get blown out by someone who sucks, even worse than they are.
Well, right now it's 18-9. Eagles are losing.
Yeah.
You know, Buccaneers.
I'm sure all the weather's probably made an impact too. Like,
oh my God. I don't, did you see my Facebook? I posted the video of the people at the
going in the stadium with the snow. Oh, I mean, I saw that. Yeah, that's great. That would be a very fun experience going sitting somewhere like that for several hours.
Oh, you know what they were doing? Every time somebody scored, they were throwing up snow.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd see it all over the stadium. It looked like smoke all over the stadium.
Really?
Snow because people were throwing it up.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so fun. And then at some point, people were actually doing snowball fights.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I mean, they were having fun. So, I mean.
Well, I mean, when you're that cold, they're probably having to move around. So they didn't all freeze.
You gotta invent fun when you're that cold.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you don't, you're just going to sit there and think about nothing but the cold and be like, oh,
right. Three hours of cold. So, I mean, got to do something.
Yeah. Now
and everybody in that stadium is probably going to go home and get COVID.
Well, it probably mutated into a new strain of like COVID.
Probably.
COVID, the cold, you know, snow or 24. Yeah, let's not replay that.
I foresee that with the government. Okay, well, let's unleash a new strand of something because everybody's in the cold. Let's like inject them with like something stupid.
No, they're probably
we're gonna lose toilet paper again.
No, they're probably really right now like, hey, you know what? Let's see what would happen if we inject a monkey with COVID and then another disease and then and then let it run off in the woods and see what happens. Then they're like, oh my gosh, we would have never known that, you know, something like that was going to happen. Oh, we happen to already have the vaccine, though.
Sure. They already have a vaccine for every virus. Okay, well, now that y'all are, you know, the population is drowned down a little bit. Okay, well,
Yeah, let's raise all the grocery prices now. And
Crystal Lee said hello.
Hello. Yeah, that's my wife's mom again. She's always the first one. You missed out last time because we had about, what, a whole bunch of people in here right after you left last week.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time last week.
Yeah. No, it was pretty fun. Yeah, and we've still been talking to Ryan, too, off and on. Like, he's pretty nice guy.
Now, does she know about the new show that's been going on?
I don't know. I probably not because I literally just posted it.
She said, well, dang it.
Yeah. We're doing the Sons of Divide podcast too on Sundays. We did the first one yesterday. So it's on like the page and on YouTube and all that stuff. It wasn't live like this one because we thought we'd be clever and we'd record it. And then it took me 6 hours to upload the video. And I'm not doing that again.
I started it and I realized I don't have the opportunity to start the live stream. So,
Well, and my wife was doing homework at the time last night. So, normally I'm at the computer with the good camera and the light and everything, but I actually was using my tablet last night. So, I looked a little off kilter, I guess.
Looked fine.
Yeah, it was nice and clear. Yeah, I guess I can't complain too much. In some ways, it's almost clearer than I've got this 8K camera, and for some reason, my tablet has a clearer video than this thing.
I'm still waiting for you to get your mic.
Yes. You want to hear what the funny story happened with that? So JP, he got this mic that he got, you know, through doing another thing like promotional deal or whatever, and he was going to send it to me. It's a really great mic, and so he sent that and a bunch of other stuff he was sending me, and he mails it off. And then about 5 days later, he goes to his front door and the box was sent back to his house. Yeah, he's like, it was to me and it was from him. And he's like, but I guess that whenever they wrote it down on the ticket on the scanner, it was reversed. So,
oh my gosh.
I know. Yeah. I was like, So I would have already had it by now if it wasn't for that.
Right, right.
And I would have got my new little record, or Eyes of Division record hoodie, too. I'd made one, so if I had something to wear when we go out or whatever in January or whatever at the end of the month. But, although I may not, that's kind of iffy now. Like, I mean, I may actually just stay here because I don't, you know, I basically just had to make the graphics and stuff, so I don't really have to be there necessarily. So it'd probably just be better if I were, because I still have so much to do. Like, you know, we still have like 7 albums. No, they do not go to school tomorrow. But for some reason, Whitney's school is open. So yeah, my wife's, it makes absolutely no sense. They're like, yep, we're going to be open tomorrow, first thing in the morning. Like, okay, what?
So she's got to go to work?
Apparently. I mean, they may, you know, who knows? Maybe they changed their mind at 5 in the morning.
At 5 in the morning. No, I changed my mind. You can stay home. Just staying. Yeah. We teach you.
No. I mean, no. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you got outside the neighborhood, it'd be fine. But, like, driving in the neighborhood, like, you in our neighborhood, literally just, like, drops off into, like, huge gully of ditch each side. So, like, you don't have no room for error, like, until you get onto the highway over here. Bring me the granddaughter, she said. I don't bring them. They're 16 and 13. Like, they do whatever they want now. They tell me what's going on. I don't know. I don't control that anymore.
Bring me the granddaughter.
That's funny. No, but they, yeah, you'll have to get with them on that. I don't know. They're usually stuck in the room with headphones on. I can't ever get their attention. I have to scream and yell, hello, like over and over and over again. I go in there, you know, they have their stuff, you know, they're going to be deaf by the time they're, you know, 19, like for real. I mean, not, and I do this for a little, like I'm literally listening to music constantly, like loud and all the time. Like, and I still can hear what's going on. Like, so it's not, whatever is not an excuse.
Night, Krista.
Good night. Take care. But so how's everything going with the web and all that stuff? The website?
Well, I mean, it's going good. I still haven't done the whole TikTok thing. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking forward to seeing that. So.
Yeah, I gotta get a step stool. I was going to try to get up there today and get it, but I was like, I don't feel like.
Yeah, you can make a little. Myself. You can make a little set for them, you know, when you do your little puppets, like a little.
Well, I've got backdrop, so what I was going to do is backdrop stand up, and then they can like that way nobody sees me or the hand.
Oh yeah, I definitely have to do that. Yeah, well, it'll be a little hard. I will say the one thing hard about doing that is you're not going to be able to see it until after the fact. So you know.
Yeah, I'm going to video it. I do have the skit. Obviously, I'm going to promote the Sons of Divide right off the rip.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well, I'm trying to make the TikTok about the music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll have the occasional Chloe clip. Because everybody loves dogs. So, but, sure. You know, I mean, it's going to be mostly the puppets.
I know. Well, if we just sit around here and talked about dogs all day, we would be like at 100 million views already.
Right?
We just bring my golden.
So many followers that I don't even know. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, last week was kind of crazy with the episode with Ryan. It got kind of influx a little bit.
Now we know. We definitely have to do the followers. The hashtag followers, the ad followers.
Oh, yeah. Which I try to do that, but then sometimes I get so busy, I'm like, I forget. So, yeah, I'll make sure to.
Well, that. I'll make sure before every interview from now on to make sure that we do ad followers.
Yeah, and if I don't, just edit it and add it if I forgot. Because sometimes I jump in.
Well,
and,
I would love them, but I'll ask you from now on before the show, because I would love them to join the conversation.
Oh yeah, sure. That'd be cool, and yeah, and hopefully next week, you know, we might be able to get another one of the band members other than JP. And I'm hoping so on the other podcast. If anyone else got to see that one, so.
But anybody that's watching this, I mean, if you know any band members or artists, reach out to us. I don't always have to go searching. You know, all you have to do is send us a message.
Yeah, or even social media. If you know, if they, I mean, literally anybody that has anything to say, we talk to.
Or anybody that's trying to get out there in the world, like any foundations or actors, actresses, anybody that's trying to get out there, trying to get their name known, just reach out to us. We interview everybody, or even TikTokers.
Yeah,
you know, anybody that's, you know, that's trying to make material or try to do stuff with their life.
No, yeah, that's the whole goal. It's just to, you know, because it's hard. I mean, it's really hard to find someone who will be genuine and interview you and not ask you to pay them money. I seem to be again. That's great.
You're doing what?
My mouth isn't matching my sound.
Well, we can still hear you, so it's okay.
It's more of a personal problem at this point. If I have to make sure not to do a funny face, or it'll be stuck there for 5 to 6 seconds, you know, while I...
It's where you live, not...
No, I think it's my computer, actually, because I'm just overloaded with stuff. And then last night, I got Logic Pro, finally, so I can do more of the audio stuff. And it just bogged it down a little bit more. So I'm probably going to have to get like a... Yeah, but here soon, probably have to get like a beast mode Mac Studio. He's going to get me one here eventually. So, because, yeah, it's getting a little difficult when I've got like 100 gigs worth of songs on my computer.
What if you get your own computer for the streaming?
Yeah, that would probably be the way to go. That's probably
and just use it for the streaming, and then because you can shut the other computer off. And then you can shut the other, you can turn the computer back on when you go to do your music.
I technically do have another computer. Maybe I would take me some work
to get it going.
Yeah, I've got like an older Mac Studio that if I wiped it, it might be okay, possibly. Yeah, you know, that might be an option.
Well, I mean, if it's good just for streaming, I mean, there you go.
Because I know it's not my internet, because my internet's like, fast. I mean, trust me, I'm uploading like, you know, 10, 20 gig files.
Well,
sometimes.
I mean, last night's interview, you did not hesitate. So it has nothing. You're absolutely correct. It's because of everything you're doing.
Yeah, that tablet was fine on it. So yes, it's like on the computer. And I even cleaned it out too. Like, it doesn't take very long. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because one video, like you think about, oh, I just uploaded one video. No, because each video I may have had to move two or three different editing things. So I may have rendered it two or three or four times. And then all the pictures that I had to create in the video, I have all that data. So like one video might be like 15 gigs worth of data sometimes.
So last night's show was phenomenal. I don't know if everybody that is logged in, but you need to go watch it. It's on both Sons of the Divide and Wolfbear Records.
Yeah, it's also on Spotify and SoundCloud, too. It'll eventually be out everywhere else. We're working on that. So. But yeah,
That was a really fun show. That was a really fun show last night.
Yeah, JP's always great conversation. Well, just wait until he comes in you know, his little character he has.
Are you going to have him in the studio?
Yeah. And he's going to definitely do that. Like, he'd already planned on, you know, he got this whole plan on releasing a couple of, you know, sillier songs under that different name. And eventually, you know, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, is he going to sit next to you in the show? Like
when he comes down? Yeah, probably. I don't know the exact date yet because he's waiting, because he had to do a few things in town. So he wants to make sure that, like, he can do them when he comes. But it'll be February, sometime February, probably.
But we were so late last night on our show because we kept talking that
yeah,
woke up late for work.
Yeah, an hour and 45 minutes. No, I can tell you exactly. An hour and 46 minutes and 12 seconds, only because I had to edit it. That's pretty long.
Tanya called me this morning and I was like, oh my God, I am late. I got to get up. And dude, I had Chloe out to go to the bathroom and I was ready in 5 minutes and I still got there. It's 7:45 this morning.
Yeah.
Like, usually I try to get up like an hour before work, right? You know, to wake up. Because, you know, I don't like to just like get up and hop into work. Because I'm like, I mean, we're going there.
Yeah.
You know.
See, I'm you know, I sleep as little as possible because the longer I sleep, the more I feel like when I do, like, but then when I sleep like 2 hours, I feel like I slept 10. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's always, I don't know. Yeah, I must have that gene that they talk about that you don't need very much sleep.
And you know, when you're a kid and you look at your parents sitting at the table, you know, drinking coffee, trying to wake up, and it's like, what's going on? Why do you have to do that? Well, I have to wake up. Well, you don't understand that because you're a kid and you're like up and ready to go, right? Okay, well, when you get closer to 50, it's like you need the wind-up car. You need to seriously get up and sit around for a while, and you need the caffeine. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, caffeine doesn't have that effect on me. It never has. Like, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't make me feel more energetic. I mean, I drink it if I drink.
I do. Caffeine in it, but oh my god, it works for me.
Like, oh, you could give me the strongest coffee in the world, and I could drink like six. I wouldn't notice difference. Like, really? It would just. Yeah, it's like maybe I'm just like part dead. I don't know, like flatlined or something.
I'm like, oh yeah, it was like I got to work, and after I got like this, I got the first energy drink down. I was like, okay, I'm wide awake. I'm good to go now. Let's go.
I wish they worked like that on me. Like, it just doesn't. Like. Yeah, there would have to be some kind of like direct shot in my brain of caffeine or something before it would do anything. Like, so yeah, so when everyone's always been like, oh yeah, I got to drink my coffee. But to me, it's always like, yeah, that doesn't really work for me. like you'll never see me drinking coffee. It's just like, it just doesn't work.
I mean, I don't like to taste the coffee. I know it's an acquired taste. Kind of the same thing as beer. Beer's an acquired taste too. But I never got into coffee. You know, both my parents drank coffee, and I don't understand why, because I just can't. I can't get into it. I don't know why.
You know, I don't like either, so I don't like beer or coffee, so I'm weird, I guess.
Do you drink mixed drinks?
No, I tell you what, like, I'm not gonna say I've never, but almost never. Like, I'm talking like I've never even drank enough to like even noticed, like, never. So like, generally speaking, I hate stuff that has sugar in it, so like the only time I ever drank it was like tequila or something like that, but like it's not like I enjoyed it, so I would just have like one. And
are you so you're like a shop person, like whiskey or stuff, something like that?
No, I've never really drank my whole life. Like, I've never had a I can't really say I've ever been drunk ever. Which is another weird thing, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, never. I've never even been tipsy. So, yeah, I've never even gotten close. So.
TJ never got tipsy or drunk. Okay. So.
No, nope. All natural. No, hold on. Not all natural. I just mean, but none of that, you know. Definitely still take medicine if I have to, but like, no. And it's just one of those things, like, I never had the taste for it. And like, I never had the motivation to keep doing it if I, you know, didn't like it. So, you know, I'd rather just drink something I want to drink. You know, I don't know. Guess I'm weird in that way.
Well, I mean, everybody has their own thing. So, I mean, I haven't really touched coffee. So, I mean, same scenario.
I mean, I've touched cappuccinos or something like that, you know. But yeah, I'm kind of the same.
It still has the coffee taste.
You know, I like frozen coffee stuff, like, sometimes, like some of the
ice cream. Are you talking about the frozen ice cream coffee?
Yeah, or something like that. Or dude, I tell you what.
My grandmother, I love her to death, and she's watching over me right now. She used to buy the coffee ice cream all the time. And it was like, I can't.
I tell you what, the one thing that was my favorite, Not to give them the shout out, but Arby's is like, they have the Jamocha shake. Oh, I love that. That's like the perfect mix of like chocolate and coffee. It's mostly chocolate though. There's really not that much coffee in it, probably.
Just the coffee hint just like doesn't do it for me at all.
Hey Arby's, you can contact us at Wolf River. No, just kidding.
Hey. No, it's Sons of the Divine.
Right, whatever. Yeah, we have the meats and we have the music. Yeah. That'd be a good
We got the beef.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, whatever their slogan is now, I don't know. They change it all the time.
I love in 1980s, it was great. Where's the beef? Remember that old lady? Where's
oh,
the
yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you'll see someone retro who, like, play the old commercials.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where's the beef?
Yeah. <So. laughs> You don't see that anymore. I think everyone's eating enough beef that they don't need to remind anybody. It's like, we don't need to have more cows out here. So let's keep it under wraps, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, no, it's one of those things that's just kind of funny, though, that you see those old commercials, stuff that they'd get away with back then that they'd never.
So do you have an estimate idea when JP's coming in?
Early February, I would say probably like second week, maybe somewhere around there. Probably that's the estimation. But
oh, he's coming! Perfect time. He's coming for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, although after saying that, he probably won't come back. He'll probably want to stay home on Valentine's Day. You don't want to get in trouble or anything, you know.
Well, would he bring his wife?
No, I'm not to Oklahoma. I don't think that they were probably like, oh yeah, let's go to Oklahoma. That'll be a fun trip. You know, it's mostly like a bit.
Yeah, that'd be a great Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah. Let's go over to McDonald's in Oklahoma. I mean, really though, I can't. There's not too much. Or let's go see the old high school. Like, yeah, no, I don't.
I could just picture him. Putting candles on the table and lighting them. And they eat Big Macs.
No, you know, actually, he's a pretty healthy eater for the most part.
He's like, probably going to kick me in the ass for saying that. But I was just like, I could just, you know, since we were talking about that.
I mean, just what was it like a couple months ago? He was all jonesing because he hadn't had bread in like 4 or 5 months. And I'm like, dude, oh, I can do that. You know, like, so he has his stretches where he'll go like super hardcore into it, and he'll be training and he'll be lifting weight, all that stuff. And but then when he gets off of it, then he lets it go. It's kind of like a, you know, back and forth kind of thing.
Well, I love you, brother, and JP. I love you. I just picking.
Oh, don't worry. He'd never rewatch this anyways.
You don't think so?
No, he's just too busy. Like, half the time when we put stuff out for us, I'm like, have you seen that yet? And he's like, oh, no, nope, I haven't. But, God. I mean, he may hear the music before it goes out, but, you know, it might take him a week to catch up. You know,
oh, God. So the score is 25-9 right now.
Oh, yeah, this doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. Eagles is not doing very good.
Yeah, I was always big football watch. You know, I always watched it every year. And, the last few years, I've kind of, like, drifted away to where I don't really. Like, I guess the Cowboys. I mean, it kind of makes me sick.
Okay, you know? Well, I'm glad you didn't watch last night because they died.
You know what? And I told you last night when we kind of talked about football a little bit. And I said, that's exactly why I don't pay attention to them, because they do the same thing every year. When they get to where they have a good regular season, they get in that first game, and then they get their ass handed to them, and then they're embarrassed for like 6 months, and it's you know what? There's only one factor that's been the same throughout the years. They've had different coaches, they've had different quarterbacks. It's always Jerry Jones who's picking, you know, like, and he never's like, oh, maybe it's me. Like, you know, you think maybe at some point you would have that realization that, like, maybe I'm screwing up, you know?
Right. That's definitely the facts. That's for sure.
I mean, it's been what, since the, what was it, 93 now? Or no, 95. When the Cowboys played the Steelers, that was the last time they were even halfway.
So who won that game?
Yeah, I was the Cowboys, but barely. That was like
the last. Who was the quarterback? Was that last year?
No, that was Aikman. That was the one. We're talking like long time ago.
Oh, I thought you were talking about recently.
No, I never talk about them recently because they, like, even if they have a big win, they'll turn right around and then like crap on the field the next week.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
That's why I was hesitant to even say, "Who's your favorite team?" I'm like, "Oh, Cowboys." It's kind of a embarrassment a little bit. But no, I'd much rather talk about the Sooners than I would the Cat, which they haven't. Yeah, they've been a little disappointing the last couple of years too. Since honestly, like this year, it was really disappointing. Like they beat Texas, they were undefeated so far. They looked really good, and then they go and get beat by Kansas. And
tell me, knocking the Chiefs? That's my woman's team.
I went to Kansas. I have a right to.
Well, technically, it's not in Kansas; it's Missouri.
Yes, it's half. You know, when you get to about one quarter of the town, yeah, it turns into Missouri, and then everything that like to do in the town is in Missouri. But yes, I lived on.
If I read the geographical thing right, I think half the stadium's in Missouri and half of it's in Kansas.
Yeah.
But
I lived in Lawrence for, you know, 3 years when I was in college, 3.5 years, something like that. So yeah, no, I was right there. So
what did you go to college for?
Well, see that
website designers.
No, see, I already knew how to do all that stuff. You know, I took Votech and I took all the certifications to be like, you know, computer repair, network administration, that kind of sort of thing. So no, when I went to college, I was like, I don't really need them to teach me more on that. So I was like, I was kind of going for a teaching degree for the first couple of years, honestly. And then I just started, like, after I kind of got hurt and I wasn't playing football anymore, I got into theater and I took so many theater classes. No, but I took, every time I took a theater acting class, it was just kind of for fun, like an elective. But I took so many that that's what my degree ended up being in. So yeah, that was not the plan. It just kind of happened. I mean, it's not exactly like, where are you going to go? Like, hey, I've got a degree in theater. Give me this job. You know, like, yeah. So I usually try to avoid the, you know, it's always a long explanation on that one.
Well, I mean, now you found your calling. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been really good at fixing, repair, you know, troubleshooting, that sort of thing. But like being able to shift that into like this field, like within music, is probably, it's not something I really thought about. But then again, it's also weird because I always had these daydreams with music, even though I didn't know how. So it's kind of weird. And like, it's funny, like through the years, all the experience that I've had within music or the things that I like fit our genre like perfect. It's like, so everything just like fits perfectly, you right. know? You know, it's just a kind of happy luck, I guess, whatever you want to call it. I fell into it. Yeah, I should have been doing this about, I don't know, 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, I knew I should have been doing something on YouTube or something because I knew I could handle all that stuff, but I didn't,
right.
know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I didn't want to just be some idiot over here and be like, yeah, come buy my course. I'm going to show you how to click your mouse. Whatever. And you know what I would tell you, everyone out there?
That's hilarious.
I would tell you, when everyone out there, when you see these people going on there, be like, get on my course and I'm going to show you how you can make all this money on social media, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, none of that. Yeah, I can tell you how to make it. You got to spend a whole bunch of money.
It's the same thing as any job. I mean, you're going to spend money to make money, pretty much.
Yeah, yes. You have to look at it as like television. You have to advertise. You have to advertise. You have to advertise. And if you don't, it doesn't matter how good you are. I don't care if you're Mr. Beast. If he didn't advertise, nobody would see his videos.
Well, that's why they make commercials.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's now it is a now you can have like a video. Now, don't get me wrong. You can have like a funny, cute, maybe like your dog does some crazy thing and you video shoot it and it gets 10 million views. But like then it'll just be then it'll drop off, you know, unless you're
right paying. Because you're not posting about the same thing.
Right. Or you don't have a niche. Posting. Yeah, you have to have a thing that you're really good at and stick to it and, you know, be. You have to read. I mean, like, people don't realize, like, even just the title of something, like some of these big firm. Now, granted, I think it's kind of ridiculous. They'll pay like a whole team of people that just sit around, butt their heads together, and be like, okay, what does the picture need to look like on the thumbnail? You know, stuff like that. You know, they don't even realize they see the one person talking, and they're like, oh, they did all that themselves, and they don't realize they have like teams and teams of people behind them. You know.
But, you know, well, I do have my normal Dollar General customers that do watch me like on a regular basis.
They'll come in.
And they'll be like, yeah, I saw your show last night. And I was like, well, shout out to the ones that do watch.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out. Well, we want someone to watch, that's for sure. No, we've been doing pretty good, though. Like, you know, we've been getting some pretty good guests. And we don't have a good, you know, a lot of chance to talk, just me and you. So it's actually kind of. You know,
we had one tonight.
Yeah, it's a little more relaxing too. So we've had a lot of interviews the last week and a half or so.
We have, and I'm sorry we don't have an interview tonight. They kind of fell out. So, but we do have one on Wednesday.
Yeah. So I mean, so we're still got one.
She actually messaged me earlier. She's like, hey. Can I start posting about this now? And I'm like, yeah. And this is the time. And she's like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'll make the event tonight so I don't forget. I've been kind of bit busy. I meant to do that the other. I used to try to do it a few days ahead of time.
Oh, she's been super excited.
What is it she does?
Huh?
Is she an artist? I didn't get who. What is she? An artist or?
The Lip Shock.
Okay. I'll have to.
Her name is Scarlett. She said, Scarlett here. Hey, is there a way I can promote this today and tomorrow just to give a heads up to people? And I said, yeah, absolutely. I said, here's the website. It goes live on and go ahead and do it. And she's like, okay. So give me a thumbs up.
Okay. Well, I'll think you can send her the link once I get off my butt and I make the event.
Get off your butt. You do a lot. I'm not going to lie because you know, I could actually do some of the stuff that you do, but if it's not for this, it's always me going to work.
So, yeah.
That's why I'm blessed to have you, because I am blessed. I am blessed to have you because you're home and you can actually do this while I'm working. So.
Yeah. I mean, which, you know, it's not like it's kind of weird circumstance happened right when all this started. Why? Because I did have a, you know, pretty, you know, important job. I was manager of a bunch of people and, you know, and not to like name names or anything, but they basically was like, hey, yeah, as the boss, we want you to like do things against the law and abuse these people basically, you know, without really abusing them, kind of gray area. I'm like, and I fought against that for like 9 months. And then finally, got the supervisor up there removed because of all of it. Cause I kept track of everything, you know, like every time she said something, everything, well, I wouldn't say too many details, but every time she said there was something that come up that was wrong, some email she'd send out that was literally against like US labor policy, not even the company policy, like, you know,
right.
Weird stuff like that. And okay. Well then they brought in someone even worse. And I'm just like, okay, I said it took me 9 months to do this. I could do this again because this person was just as, well, I don't want to sound like elite, but an idiot. Let's just say an idiot. And they were like, no, we don't want to fix anything. I was like, okay, well, then I'm going to go tell someone about all these labor things and I'm going to leave. And they're like, no, we'll pay you like 5 weeks of your salary. Just don't say nothing. And I was like, okay. Like, when do you quit? When do you quit? And then they give you severance. So that just shows you right there that doesn't happen ever. So I said, okay, because I want to, you know, I had enough stuff going on that I, you know, but, you know, I also felt bad for the people there. I leave, right? And not even 3 weeks later, the whole thing's like, they like almost fired, they fired pretty much everybody. And like the whole
God, that's horrible.
Yeah. So, and I had a sense that there was some shady stuff going on. So I probably left right at the right time. And then, ever since then, I've focused on that. You know, I did try to look for something on the side since then, but like always some weird circumstances came up like the last few, like, you know, I remember one, I almost got hired on to like run a law firm, like all their IT stuff. And I was that I already wanted to hire. They were already showing me the guidebook and everything. And then I get called up one day and they're like, our HR lady is in the mental institution and we can't hire anybody right now. And I'm like, what? I was like, yeah, she's the only one that can do the paperwork. And I never heard from her again. Like, it was just weird stuff like that. Like, almost
that's
like
insane.
Yeah, it's almost like, and I've never not been able to find one within like a couple of weeks of something like that. But then, you know, of course, all this is, when we have a bunch of stuff coming on, I'm not super worried. So we've got a bunch of stuff.
You got a lot to do.
Yeah, I mean, but I enjoy, I mean, it doesn't feel like work for the most part. Like, you know, it's just,
but it doesn't because it's something you enjoy.
Right. I don't dread it. I don't have to sit here and like, oh, I need like 4 or 5 days off or anything like that. Like, and you know, we're doing something completely different. I mean, like, it really is like most musicians or bands, you know, they have a release or they have an album and they'll have one video on it. I mean, in 1 year we have 150 music video, and that's just one page. We got a second page.
Right.
Got like 50, you know, so. Yeah, I mean, just doing it differently, like trying to be more interactive and like being there all the time. Because a lot of times musicians, they'll come up when they have an album right then, but then they disappear for 6 months to a year to 5 years sometimes, you know, or in some cases even longer than that.
Well, but, you know,
like some bands will release that album and then they'll go on their tour and then they won't hear from them until the next one comes up. But yeah, that's not going to happen with us. We're going to always be around. And quite frankly, we have so much music. We could release a new song every month for like the next 3.5 years, probably.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's even a joke. But yeah, I mean, that's just the band. Like, and then the Bus Stop Prophet stuff, he has even more. I mean, granted, we're going to go a little, you know, we'd mentioned the whole 7 albums thing, which it's probably much, much more than that. Now that we've dug into it, like, I've literally got full hard drives of songs that he doesn't even remember he recorded like years ago. Like, and I still have to go through all of them. Yeah. So, I mean, it's literally endless. And then half the time I'll find something that he'd forgot about. Like, oh, why are you guys not playing this? He's like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was a really good song. You know, it's kind of funny. But, you know, he writes new songs so often. I can't blame him. Like, it'd be kind of hard to. That's why he always has to got to make sure to record yourself as soon as he writes it, because he would forget in a second.
Yeah, but definitely people, before we go any further, make sure that you check out Sons of the Divide and tell them about the other one.
Yeah, and our, as a matter of fact, I'll make it easy. Our, I think I still have it on here. So yeah, our YouTube page, it's sotdproductions.com. That makes it a little easier. You don't have to type out the whole YouTube thing. And then
you can talk about JP.
Yeah, and then JP's his is YouTube, you know, .com/@JPHillBSP for Bus Stop Prophet. So just remember @BSP. For JP Hill BSP. But yeah, all our links and everything. You can always go to sonsofthedivide.com or his website, which is jphillbsp.com. Either one.
Or you can even reach out to Welfare Records and I'll tell you all about it. So
yeah, sure. Well, and half the time we share our stuff anyways. It's usually on the page somewhere if you scroll down.
That's what I'm saying. You know, they're gonna get us in one of the ways.
Yeah, no, it'll be cool too. Once we start doing shows and stuff, we can maybe do some live interviews with other bands that are with us and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, going live stream on the Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it might be if it's time we're out, you know, I might, one of the bands playing with us, I might be able to come on with them, and, you know, we can, or if we're together, you know, we definitely will be together here eventually. Yep. And I can do a show.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah, no, everything's pretty exciting. Now, you know, I know you might, things might look a little quiet, but it's the quiet before the storm, like, really, because something kind of crazy is about to happen in the next month and a half.
It is.
Say it is.
And we're gonna explode, both of us.
Yeah. No, we'll do it together for sure. So, like, it's gonna be all in one blow up.
So yeah, you know, like I said, I'm taking 2024 by its horns. I'm not lying.
Oh, I mean, yeah, as soon as January 1st, like, came around, it's almost, something changed. Like, I mean, it really did.
It felt different.
Yeah, and like, reactions were different. Like, things were happening easier. You know, people out of the blue just started contacting, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do that? Like, just when before, you know, didn't really hear from that off, or it was a scammer, you know? But now, right. I'm getting official emails instead of Instagram DMs, so that's a good sign.
Well, yeah. Thank you all for, like, following us and watching our shows. I mean, it's great to know that we have a fan base already started.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I would want to listen to myself, but thank you for listening to it.
Well, I listen to you. So, I mean, and I have to agree, nobody wants to listen to me either. But apparently people do at work, because all they do is come into my job every day and say, where's Fran? Where's the lady with the haircut? And they'll be like, she's off today. Oh, okay. Well, then they come in the next day. I was looking for you yesterday.
I don't get that.
I'm here now.
I don't get that as much, since I'm just always working on it. You know, like, so I don't, you know, every once in a blue moon, like back in, what was it, a couple months ago when I was out in Virginia Beach and JP had a bunch of people over his house. And that was when I was like, everyone was like, oh my gosh, oh my God. That was the first time I was like, yeah, how do you do that? Like, I was just getting overloaded with people. Like, it's like, I guess I'm kind of outside of the bubble where I'm at, but like, as soon as I leave here, like, yeah, people have definitely said, I guess nobody cares in Oklahoma. Is that what it is? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. But well, yeah, I do appreciate, but yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. Go. I'm sorry.
No, I was just doing a shout out. Go ahead.
I don't even remember now, so you're free to go.
Was it a lie? If you don't remember, it must have been a lie.
No, it was, I don't know. Now I'm just trying to think of what I said and keep talking, so I don't know. No, it's,
well, I wanted to tell everybody, all my customers that work or go to Dollar General, thank you again. I'm not going to shout out because y'all asked me and want to see me, and so thank you again for supporting me.
Well, you're and pretty
TJ,
awesome.
And TJ, because he's there too.
Hey, well, you're pretty awesome. So don't. So you know, you deserve it. So no, I enjoy our interviews together. They've been pretty fun. So far, you know, we haven't had no horror stories yet. So.
Well, I mean, no, we have not as far as the show. I can give you some horror stories.
Oh, you know, I'm sure. I could give you some too if we had like about 6 hours. On here.
Well, I mean, considering my Dollar General is haunted.
Oh, well, it is.
Severely.
Well, now you're going to have to explain it. You got to explain that a little bit. Like, how what's the
spook? Oh my God. Where do I start? Like, I can see figures. I can see people standing. We have Native Americans around there to tell me that my father's following me around. She actually told me exactly what I buried my father in. Thank God my father kept me, you know, stayed around to watch me. Shout out to him. Not that he can hear me. But I mean, anyway, I mean, yeah, we have doors blowing open for no reason when they're locked. I had the internet, not the internet, but the alarm system company calling me at 3:30 in the morning after Mother's Day. And when I went to work and I recorded it, there is a guy standing outside the door. It's a ghost, and he's flickering the lights because, you know, it has the ghosts have the electric, the vibes or whatever. They have the light, so the light's flickering, and he stood there for 40 minutes And then he disappeared. And then the lights stopped.
Oh, well, that's pretty strange.
I mean, yeah, we're in like Ghost Central. I'm not going to lie. Like, they throw shit off the shelves all the time. We go in there. The floor is empty. You know, when we leave, you know, all the everything's picked up off the floor. We go in. There's like 500 things on the floor. Shit flies off the racks right in front of your face. And it's not like a drop. It's like a fly out and down. It's like they threw it.
Well, I guess whatever ghost must really not like the Dollar General that's there, I guess.
I don't think it's Dollar General. I think they'll mess with anything that would be there. Because yeah. They're just bored. They're nice. They're not mean. They just like to have fun. So we let them have fun. But they like to fuck with us. I'm not going to lie, they fuck with us.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Like, if you pick up everything at night and then you show back up in the morning, I'm sure a couple of the boss would be like, oh, you didn't do your job. You're like, no, it was...
No. My boss already knows. She's witnessed. Oh. She's witnessed a lot of shit, so...
Well, I guess if you're there every day, I guess you probably would if it's that bad.
Yeah, that she's... Often. She knows... She already knows, like, but yeah.
Well, now after this, you're going to get all in a conversation at work about it again. So after hearing us talk about it.
Well, no, I mean, the customers know about it too. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, they do.
Most of them. But yeah, it's a fun time. They keep us busy at work. They like I'll be in the middle of doing something and they'll come right behind me and drop it on the floor. Like, and I was like, stop. Like,
see, you know, I'll admit one thing. If I was somewhere like that and that was going on, I'm usually so focused on what I'm doing, I wouldn't even notice. Like, it probably slapped me in the face.
You'll and I'd be like, oh, what was that? Well, I've actually got photos you can see where the ghost and spirit.
Yeah, well, that's pretty weird. Yeah, that's I mean, especially you said that guy. I mean, I've definitely seen some things like that before, like with security foot, because I worked at place where I worked on security footage and stuff like that, or, you know, well, the computers anyways, and there's all sorts of, although that brings up another story. I also remember a couple of stories of like people just literally going into the bathroom right in the middle of the floor of a grocery store.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking either. Like, just, and I'm not talking about one time. Like, they had video of them just literally like walking down, just they turn around and look at their head and just flop down right there. And just
God.
I'm glad I was the IT guy. I didn't have to mess with that, but like, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. They like to mess, like I was telling you, they like to mess with the volume on the radio. They'll shut the radio off if they get tired of hearing a certain amount of music, and they'll shut it off and to where you have to change the change the station
because
they get tired of hearing the music.
Now that's, although I guess if you were stuck there and you were listening to the same thing over and over again, you might get that.
But yeah, they have fun. They don't hurt us. They, thank God. I pray they never do. But I mean, I know a store that's close to us. That's about 30 minutes away from us. And they will actually, they were up on a ladder. This one lady was telling me they were up on a ladder. And the ghost kicked the ladder out from under him. They fell. And she's got, like, she had blood, like a scar. And that's how we got in the conversation. She had a scar on her leg. And I said, how did you get that? That's looked bad. And she was telling me the story. And she said, after I fell, the ghost said, get out now. And she was like, okay. So she went outside and her boss showed up. You know, a little bit later, and she's like, why are you outside? You know, why is the store locked? And she said, because there was a ghost that told me to get out. And she's like, what? You're stupid. You know, so she went back in, and I guess it wasn't that day, but it was a couple days later, and her boss and her were stocking the shelves. And her boss actually heard, get out now. And she looked over, and she said, did you hear that? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I think we need to leave the store. So, yeah, I mean, they've done this ghost that they have is actually a bad ghost. I mean, they kicked the stool out from that employee and she hurt herself.
So, is Dollar General like building all these stores on like native burial grounds? I mean, it would surprise me.
I don't know, but this one here was like in Ravenna, and I was raised in Ritztown, which is like a 15-minute radius of where I was at. And anyway, and I think it's ours. There's so many in where I'm at. The Cuyahoga Falls area is all about Native Americans. Like, there's so many tribes of Native Americans that are up in this area, in the valleys and the woods and shit like that.
You do know I'm Native American, right? I don't know if we've ever talked about
that. And do you see spirits?
No, I don't, but... Well, I guess, but you know, I'm not very... I just say I'm very hyper-focused. I would have to pay. They're probably like floating by my head if they are there, and I'm not a little watching.
I'm not lying. When I'm at work, I see so many like orbs flying around my face. Like, I'll be looking straight ahead, and I'll see like a dark spot over here, and then I'll see a dark spot over here, and then I'll see like a blurry spot in front of my face, and a whole bunch of things falling, like circles falling, and it's like, oh my fuck. I seriously think our job is like in the middle of a gateway to spirits, because my dad found me, and the funny thing is that last person that I was telling you with, that she used to work with us, she doesn't work there now, but she, when she was working with us, she would be like, she said, Fran, because we need to have a talk. And I said, what's up? And I said, you, what do you think about spirits? You know, because she was trying to do it without scaring me. And I'm like, well, I know they exist. Why? What's up? She said, do you know you have this guy following you around every day at work? And I'm like, I do? She said, yeah. And she described him exactly what I buried my dad with. And that's when I had a whole bunch of money. As soon as she told me that, I had a whole bunch of money coming in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you kind of briefly mentioned that we didn't really go into detail about it when we were talking.
Yeah, she told me exactly what I buried him in and everything. And I'm like, so I looked it up on Facebook, and she wasn't in my, she didn't come to my funeral because I didn't know her, or to his funeral. I brought up a picture and I showed her. And I said, is this him? And she said, yeah, but he's wearing this, this, and this, blah, blah, blah. And he's following you around. And I asked him the other day, because she can talk to them, and she asked him what he was doing there, and he just pointed at me. And that's all he did, was follow me around after he pointed at me. And I could feel, when I'm at work, I can actually feel people, like, I could feel my hair raising up when ghosts are around me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, no, I haven't ever seen anything like that. But I'm not trying to say that I don't believe that's not there. I'm probably just too thick-headed to see that, or like don't have the right mindset to see that stuff.
But she told me that. She told me exactly what he was wearing when I buried him. Well, which is creepy.
Creepy, yeah. As fuck. Yeah, I can't get too much more creepy than that.
And I asked him to come home with me one day at work, because where I was staying, there was a demon that was around my area, and I got freaked out. And I asked him to come home with me. And he set his shoes like in a certain spot every night. And when I asked him to come home, I woke up and I couldn't find my phone. Literally, I couldn't find it. And it was way over an area I couldn't reach. I had to like move a whole bunch of shit. He took my phone, moved it over there, and then I looked over and my shoes or exactly how he used to set him. He was letting me know he was there.
Oh, yeah.
And I never had a problem with any other thing, because I actually had a night walker coming down the street. And he just stood there. And the whole time I watched him, because I waited for Chloe to go to the bathroom. And I was walking back inside, and he started walking back down. But as soon as he saw that I was looking at him, he stopped. And it was still a shadow. It wasn't a person.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty.
But that's why I asked him to go back, because the one day I opened up the front door, I went down the stairs and I opened up the front door. Chloe, like, took off. She pulled out of her leash and everything, and she was shaking.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, booked it up the stairs and wouldn't go outside. I had to drag her outside. And I'm like, why are you acting like this? I don't understand. And I was talking to people at work. Well, dogs can see that kind of stuff. They can see all the spiritual stuff. And, yeah, she automatically looked up. She did a 360, went up the stairs, and I had to fucking drag her outside. That's how bad it was.
Mm.
And yeah. she gave me, like, trouble for a while. And that's one of the main reasons I asked my dad to come home with me. And, yeah, didn't have a problem after that.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he showed me that he was there. Like mm-hmm. I said, he moved my phone, because my phone always stayed right next to me. And it was, like, totally across the room. I had to, like, move a whole bunch of stuff out of the way. It was crazy. And then he moved my shoes to let me know. And he put them exactly how he used to set them, by the door.
Yeah.
They were by my bed, and they moved over by the door.
Kind of like one of those things only you would know what that meant, you know?
Yeah, I knew he was there. So I know he stayed around to make sure I was okay. And now that I'm watching Lucifer, I know why that he stuck around. Because you're feeling guilty. And he feels guilty that he left me without saying bye.
Yeah.
So that's why he's still here. Because he feels guilty.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least, you know, I guess that's gives you a little bit of extra, like, feeling like if you are alone or vulnerable, maybe you have that with you, you know?
I do know he's here. If I really needed to talk to somebody, I could. Right now, he's at the store. He waved at me the other day because I actually saw a glimpse of him. And my boss actually saw a guy standing by the alarm system. And as soon as he turned back around, he disappeared. I'm telling you, these ghosts do exist at the store. He did go back to the store. He is still there. Because he's making sure I'm okay.
Yeah.
And
I guess one of these things, I'll have to go with you to the shows. That's where I'll have to go.
I kind of lightweight, because the ghost hunters are actually looking for new locations. I kind of lightweight want to put in for our store.
You know what, and how you talked about that other Dollar Store, maybe you should start, like, getting connected with other Dollar General. You can start a whole, like, yeah, let's talk, tell about your story over your store.
I kind of lightweight do. I mean, if Denise, I didn't want to say her name, but nobody knows her last name. But anyway, if she would allow me to, I would definitely bring him in. I'm pretty sure she'd probably let me.
No, that's pretty. No, I mean, we didn't interview anybody. Like, we could do ghost, like, if the, yeah, the Ghostbusters would come on.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, let's bring the Ghostbusters. Let's tag them in here.
Yeah, let's get we'll get Bill Murray in here.
Well, Bill Murray died, didn't he?
No, with the guy who, Harold Ramis, the guy who played Egon, the guy with the glasses, he's the one who died.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd's still alive, too.
Yeah, no, matter of fact, they're all making a move, the new Ghostbusters movie, they're all in it. Not like the last one either, where they just were in it like the last 5 minutes, apparently, like, they're in the entire thing.
So. Well, tag them all.
Yeah, it's called, like, I saw the name of it. What was it, like, something Frozen Hell or I don't know, something like that. It was.
I keep seeing pictures all over the place about Ghostbusters. I just quit. Just put the damn thing out. Like,
yeah, no, it looked it looked kind of cool. Actually, they were like back in New York, like back like the old days.
they're talking about the Lucifer. They want season 7 to come out. Like, do it. If you're going to talk about it, just do it. You're just wasting my time. Stop posting about it. Do it.
Well, with me, it's, I like Supernatural, and they keep talking about the fact that there might be something, but they just keep, like, I know they have some other, like, spinoff show, but I didn't like that.
I love Lucifer. Bring it back.
No, I watched Lucifer a few. I can't tell you that I watched every episode, but, like, I definitely enjoyed watching it occasionally.
I love Lucifer.
I read the comic.
No, it's not because I've got the house for well, I like Chloe. that's why my dog has her name.
Oh. Well, my daughter's name's Chloe too, so that's funny. Well, not for the same reason.
Maze is kind of hot too. I mean, I don't really. Yeah, Maze is hot.
Yeah, my daughter's Chloe is named after. So I have to explain this a little bit because now it's not necessarily a great thing. It's who she was named after, but I've always been a big Superman fan. Like as far as like not just the movies, but like I kind of knew all of it, especially when I was a kid and everything.
Well, like Superman, how did Chloe get involved with that?
So Smallville, that was like when it was on.
Oh, Smallville.
Right. So yeah, that's what I was getting to. Like the blonde girl that was in his high, Chloe, and I had the hots for her or anything, but like I just kind of liked her personality, I guess, or whatever, and she always kind of figured stuff out. I don't know, it was something like that. But like, yeah, now she's like been charged with horrible crimes, and the actress, you know.
All right, this is how much I like Lucifer.
Oh yeah, that's a lot.
It's like I have all the characters, and I love, actually, believe it or not, I love all of them. They're like family because I watch them so much.
Yeah.
I get so into show, it's like I'm watching family. And
you know, I admit there's only one show that I say that I've already kind of felt maybe kind of similar, maybe not to that degree, but like, and even now, like every once in a while I'll get like a, you know, maybe I might go a year or so in between, but I'll get a little hair at my, oh, I've got to go through the whole thing, all 7 seasons and watch it again. But you know, it's a geeky thing. I don't know if I should admit it's Deep Space Nine.
I have Lucifer on auto repeat all the time, and that's all I have on TV. Unless I want to watch a movie or whatever, and then I change it or watch football.
Oh, see, now I can't do that with Deep Space Nine. Like when I watch it, it's like even though I've seen it, you know, the whole thing probably 4 or 5 times all the way through, you know, and then. Right, many of the episodes were a lot more than that, but like I have to, like, it's like it's almost like a bit like when I start watching it, it's almost like a binge thing, and then I forget, then there'll be episodes that'll come up that like, oh, I don't even remember that one, and then I'll get
well
all
it's kind of, I'm looking at this, it's a, like I told you, it was like a, when I get involved in a show where I feel like a family, I do it for comfort, even though I could sit here and watch Lucifer all the time. It's like a comfort, like, because I don't have a parents anymore. I got to have something stable.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, like I said, I really get into the show. I like the actors and actresses, and it's comfort to me. So,
yeah,
I mean, I'll stop it and I'll watch another show or watch a movie. But I, not only do I leave it on for Chloe, you know, because when I'm not here. It just helps her because, you know, there's noise.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people, you know, you always hear a lot of people say that about like Friends or, you know, those kinds of shows, you know, but kind of like that. I mean, I never, or The Office.
I like Friends, but I don't like it as well as I like Lucifer because I'm not going to lie. I mean, if the devil was actually Lucifer, I would actually don't mind going to visit him and dealing with my guilt just to go back. Because he's actually, because it's not like you're going to hell forever. For him, it's you're going to hell to deal with your guilt, and then you can go on to heaven.
You know, one thing I always like wanted them to do on that show, and they didn't, like they never really explored the fact that he's actually a comic, you know, he's a DC character. Like he's actually like, and he never, there was only one little slim scene that he ever got inserted in anything. And that was all you ever got. Like, and there's so much they could have went there, you know, with like,
he's actually starting a new, cause he, after he left Lucifer, he did voice acting.
Yeah.
He's actually starting a new drama series with, it's called Second Wife.
You know, I always thought he would have been a good, I don't know if you ever watched, but I always thought he would have been a good Doctor Who at some point. Like I don't know if you ever watched that show. Yeah, but I always kind of thought that, like, I was like, why did they never ask? You know, when they were always looking for a different one every few years, you know, because he has that energy and kind of like, but, you know, like he's kind of all over the, you know, he can be real in your face, but then he can also be real energetic and run around, you know.
Right. I mean, he's a great actor. Very great actor.
Well, I guess, you know, we might as well wrap up here. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to the StreamYard that lets us all, this makes this possible, I suppose. We always have a link in our description. If you use that, you can get a discount code and help the channel out. Also, we'll be back later this week, Wednesday, our normal time.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. Who are we interviewing this week? Who was it again?
Man, you're going to make me look.
Oh, it's okay. We can pull that up later. It's no worries.
Looking it up. You might as well just get it in there.
You know, you text that to me.
Lip Shock.
Okay, Lip Shock. Okay.
Yeah, all right. LIPSHOK.
Okay, well, I'll make an event and everything so everyone will be stay tuned. So 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll be on here. So, well, this has been TJ with Wolf Talk.
And I'm Wolf.
Thanks, you guys, for joining us. And you guys have a great one. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
All right. Talk to you later.
I clicked the wrong button. So now we're going to end. Bye.